Good morning. Those of you that know me, my name is Kate Parsons, by the way. Those of you that know me probably know that I have an extreme fear of public speaking. Those of you that don't know me probably don't know me because I have an extreme fear of public speaking. My heart is beating so fast right now that all I can hear in my ears is my own pulse. And I've been in a constant state of anxiety since I woke up this morning. And I wrote that a week ago knowing that that would be true. It is. But I've decided today to set that fear aside for a couple of reasons that I'll mention in a second. But I also wanted to mention that I've done two other things today that I have not done in many, many years, mostly due to fear. The first is singing in front of people. You saw me singing a bit ago with a safety net named Stacia. Thank you. And the second is writing my own words to be shared with others. And I'm reading those words at this very moment. I'm setting these fears aside today, as I said, because as it usually goes, something happens in your life that makes you want to break outside your box, your comfort zone. You're not so comfortable anymore lurking in the shadows. You feel pushed for your voice to be heard. And oftentimes, the something that pushes you is a passion or a cause. And sometimes this life-changing event that alters your perspective on everything you've ever known before is having a child. And sometimes, like for me, it's a little of both. So I wanted to tell you a story about why I'm here, not only at this pulpit today, but at this church at all. And I want to leave you with a message, because I hear tell that's what you're supposed to do when you're up here. So, one decade ago, almost exactly, I was newly married, childless, and had just moved to Hampton Roads from Pennsylvania. I sought this church out because I wanted a sense of belonging in my new home, and I wanted to meet others who shared my values. I was vaguely familiar with Unitarian Universalism, but it seemed like an excellent place to start, especially in dun, 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 the South. And I found a home here at UCN, now Seaview, and I found belonging. I made many friends, many I still have today. And I had great experiences and also heartbreaking ones, but I kept coming back. Sometimes, to be perfectly honest, because we're the only game in town, but more than this, really, this is my beloved community, and I want to see us get better. Not that we're ailing, but we're always striving to improve, and I want to be better myself. So then in 2012, I had Cece, my daughter, and I was consumed by parenthood. I stopped coming for a while because I was tired and the baby needed to sleep and et cetera, et cetera. But all the while, I remembered Sally Daniel ringing my doorbell and bringing food to me and Rob when Cece was a month or two old. Does this sound familiar to anyone? And I came back. I attended services and I maybe went to a group here or there, but I wasn't ever truly fully invested. And then another thing happened that I'm sure will sound familiar to a lot of you. A friend of mine at church reached out and said, "Hey, Kate, would you volunteer to teach RE?" Does this sound familiar to anyone? But really, it was Clark Ritz, and he was on the CREC at the time. And he said, "Kate, we don't have anyone to teach middle school RE, so there are no classes for the middlers, and we don't think that's fair to them. Would you please volunteer to teach even once a month?" And I was terrified. I mean, teaching middle schoolers. I may add, I have no formal experience teaching. But he was right. It wasn't fair. So I did it. Sometimes there was only one kid, and even through that awkwardness, and it was awkward, it was also a transformative experience. And I'm going to share with you the key to all of this. One of the biggest reasons it was transformative for me was because I made a promise to those kids that showed up on Sunday, and I followed it through. I faced my fear, and I showed up. So much of what teaching RE is showing up. It is certainly not having all the answers. I learn more from the kids than they do from me, and that's not lip service, it's the truth. We're in covenant with each other right now. We are here for each other. Sally and many others showed up for me when I needed them, and I showed up to teach our kids. And if they remember nothing else about Sunday school, I promise you, they'll remember that every Sunday there were two teachers waiting for them. That example is set for them. They are cared for. They are loved. There is space for them here because we made space for them in this beautiful building and because we show up for them. And this church does a spectacular job showing up for these kids. We have outstanding people here, many who no longer have school-age kids or maybe never did, but they show up to teach our kids, and that's phenomenal, truly. That's not to say that we can't do more. We can always do more. The more teachers and helpers we get, the more we can do. Our RE program is getting better, more robust every month that goes by. Every CREC meeting we have, there are more ideas on how to support our kids with programs, Spirit Play, OWL, Quest. This church cares about our kids so much. We want to offer them the world. Every person who offers to teach, to be a mentor, to help with crafts, to attend a buddy breakfast, we're taking another step closer to making this world the way we think it ought to be. We're showing our kids, this is my covenant, I am here for you. And I have another not-so-secret to share, and we've already covered this a couple times. Even if you've never taught an RE class or even really interacted with our kids, you don't get a pass. When you walk through these doors, you are a teacher. You may not think that our kids, that as our kids are crawling under the chairs and running down the hallways, that they're watching what happens here, but Stephanie just proved that they are. They are sponges. They absorb it. They see you. And personally, I want them to. You're the reason I bring my children here. I want Cece not just to take my word for it when I tell her women are strong, powerful, able. I want her to know Sally Daniel and Peggy Pickford and Julie Welp and Amy Hutchinson and Ellie and Elisa, Sandy, Marsha, Taryn, Catherine, Stacia. I can't name all of you because we'll go long even though I want to. I know I don't have all the answers and I can't be all the things, but I bring my kids here because in this place I don't have to be. You're all here to show Cece and Ivy and all of our kids what the world can be when we're in community together. As Tori Amos says in her song, in the book of Earth, whose God spreads fear, spreads love. I serve on the CREC and I teach RE because it's my way to spread love. I bring my kids to this church because we spread love. So I'll end by going back to two points. You are a teacher whether you're in a classroom or not. And we can always do more. So I invite you to do more. RE classes begin in September. Help me and Paul and the CREC show that we're here for our kids. Come see me after the service. Help us spread love.